Svetlana Sveistin's life with the Great Moscow State Circus is about as international as you can get. She's a Ukrainian dancer who performs an Argentinian cowboy act for English audiences with her Russian husband. She described the routine for me.
We play drums and turn a rope, and on the end is special small balls.
The ropes with the balls at the end are called bolas. Svetlana twirls one in each hand, cracking them against a special parquet floor.
We make ton-ton-ton with interesting sound.
With interesting sound?
Yes.
Her husband, Andrei, twirls the ropes in his teeth. At the end of the act, he sets them on fire. They're like superheroes. They're dressed like superheroes. Spangly gaucho outfits, calf-high boots. The act is 6 minutes long. They do it twice a day, and as soon as they're done, Svetlana transforms back into her secret identity, rushing out of the big top and across the fairground to her camper. There's a bunch of campers and trucks, all huddled around the tent like a circle of wagons. This is a small town south of London, and the circus is like a teeny meta-town. There are chores. At one point, Svetlana has to refill her camper's water tank with a plastic green watering can. Her 3-year-old son, Maxime, gets hold of the hose when we're not looking.
Ooh, whoa.
And sprays us.
That's okay.
The myth of the circus is that it's something you run away to. A family of little Svengalis who sleep late and chain smoke and drink until they break things. And it is that, to a degree. But it's something else, too. It's a mobile corporation. A crew of highly skilled professionals doing daily battle with inconvenience.
Can I look inside?
Yes, sure.
Svetlana's camper is about 6 meters long. The bathroom's just big enough for Andrei to stand in by himself and shave with his electric razor.
Hi. How are you?
The generators shut down at 12:30 in circus camp and switch on again at 7:30 a.m.
So do you, the three of you sleep on this bed?
Yes, uh-huh. We sleep in now together. Because
Svetlana never imagined a life like this for herself, but she fell in love with Andrei 10 years ago back in Kiev. She was a professional dancer in her early 20s. He was with the circus, always traveling. The relationship was doomed. Unless she joined the circus too. Their first tour was with a company in Denmark. She had never even set foot in a camper before, and now she had to live in one. A very, very small camper that had been sitting out in the cold all winter.
I was in shock. Everything was wet. I said to my husband, Andrei, I don't know how we can sleep on this bed. It's all wet. And we had no pillows. We had no blanket. Nothing.
They finally found a blanket in one of the cupboards. It had a swastika on it. Things could only improve from there, and they did. She gets to travel.
Denmark, Switzerland, Poland, Germany, many countries, and I think I'm a happy woman, you know?
And last season, the Great Moscow State Circus enlisted Andrei to be, I'm told, the world's first unicycling ringmaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to invite you to the magical world of circus.
They're on the road 10 months out of the year. There are no animals in this circus, and they don't need them. They've got 11 springboard acrobats who fling each other into the air and land on each other's shoulders. They've got a guy who shoots balloons out of his wife's hands with a crossbow. Last I heard, they were going through a divorce. They've got Andrei Aneskin, who's billed as Russia's last human cannonball. This was the most dangerous show I had ever seen. But it's also weirdly routine. Svetlana doesn't even show up at the tent until after intermission, midway through the 5-man trapeze act.
Getting ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We're in the backstage part of the big top now. Svetlana and Andrei practice a little before going on, stamping in place, twirling their drumsticks in the air. At the same time, the crew is dismantling the floor beneath our feet. It's the circus's last night in this little town, and everyone's eager to pack up, even while the show is going on. The electric screwdriver blends right in with the music. The next morning, the whole show is packed up into a fleet of big yellow trailer trucks, ready to roll. and Svetlana does some packing of her own.
I have to put all my kids' toys down because when we drive, it's everything fall down.
It's like battening down the hatches of a boat. She does this every few days, every time the circus heads to a new location. While we're talking, she bends down and picks up an electronic etch-a-sketch that can automatically erase itself.
You can, draw, yeah? Mm. Oh, it's my husband come. Da!
Andre and Maxime show up at the door. They've been rooting around outside, harvesting.
My boy took blackberries, yeah? Ah, no, mushrooms! Oh!
Nice. It's a surprisingly normal life.
Yes, it's normal life for the circus artist and for me too.
But it's even normal for anybody, you know what I mean? To take care of your kid, cook.
Yes, know? Sure, like all the people, all the world.
The season is over now. Svetlana and family are back in Kiev. She and Andre are working on a new act for next season. Essentially, they climb inside a man-sized hamster wheel and flip around in it as it rolls across the stage. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser, and to the audience, Svetlana's life will probably seem really glamorous. And it will be, for 6 minutes, twice a day.